Hi, welcome to the VML Birdwatching at the Lurie's. My name's Danette and I am here with Gillian Radford, the CEO of the ACA. Welcome, Gillian.
Thank you, Danette.
So, Gillian, you told me you were just on a panel and you said it was really interesting. So it was about creativity, the overlooked multiplier. So tell us a little bit about what you discussed on the panel.
So it was hosted by Carl as lead of the Creative Circle. And then he had three marketers on, the very respective marketers and respected for being quite creative. So he had Kintani from Nedbank. He had Grant from KFC and he had Maya from Heineken. And then I was there to sort of talk about, I guess, agency client stuff. And it was just really interesting because we spoke about the fact that, you know, brand size is the biggest lever for growth, but creativity is the second biggest lever for growth. So if everybody knows that, why isn't everybody doing it? Carl pulled out a statistic from a Cannes report that showed only 13% of marketers have a pro-risk kind of approach to creativity. So we just sort of spoke through what have those marketers been doing that allows them to do good work. What do they do internally and how do they work with their agencies? And from my point of view, I just spoke about, you know, that there is a culture within a business that allows that sort of thing to happen where, and if the leadership of the business once buys into creativity, then it's easier to get it over the line. Yeah.
One of the things that marketers are not doing.
So I think one of the bigger things that they're not doing is setting their ambitions high enough. So one of the things we spoke about is a lot of global businesses have these creative spectrums. So from 0 to 10, AB InBev has one that, you know, a lot of people are saying they're stealing with pride. But Heineken's got their ladder, PepsiCo's got their thing, everybody. But the thing about those sort of spectrums is that it gives marketers ambition from the beginning, from the brief of what they're aiming for. And there's a clear understanding of what good looks like. So on the AB InBev scale, it's 0 is destructive. 5 is expected.
Yes.
It's not bad for the brand, but it's just expected. 6 is fresh. It's interesting. 7 is going into kind of more brave and bold. But if at the very worst you're aiming for a 6, that's amazing. You know, that's amazing. So it lifts the whole bar and it gives the organization a way of speaking about work. So it's not just the number, it's the whole way around evaluating work. And so I think the thing that marketers aren't doing is learning how to judge creative and being confident in that it works. So they're still nervous of it. They're nervous of it. And actually, they should be nervous of boring work.
So. Yes. And apparently, there's a lot of boring work around. I spoke to Matthew Bull yesterday, and he said there's a lot of boring work around. So there is a bit of a risk-averse appetite that we've seen globally, not just in South Africa.
Yeah. And one of the reasons is that creativity sometimes needs time to grow, and marketers are measured on quarterly metrics. So there's a pressure within the business that doesn't always allow that space for those things to happen. And so you're driving short-term campaigns because you need your results at the end of the thing. But you're not growing long-term.
Yes.
And you're not, you know, Fernando Machado used to talk about it as a dollar multiplier. You're not doing that much better. You're just churning the wheel.
And you talk about culture, and it's not just the marketing department. So the whole organization, we know this from SA Breweries, Vaughan talks a lot about this. The whole organization has got a culture of creativity.
Yeah.
So how do we get organizations to buy into this? Is it a top-down? It has to come from the top?
It's definitely a leadership thing. It's a confidence thing. You build it through evidence. So when things work, you then reseed that into the business. So some of these big global, and Matthew's actually the chief creative officer of AB InBev.
Yes.
So it's a very interesting role that he plays because he sits between the marketers and the agencies and he pushes both of them. And he pushes them and he knows what good looks like. So he helps them understand what good looks like. So it is about a learning culture too. It's about saying what worked, why did it work? Let's build the evidence around that. Let's seed that into the business and make sure that leadership actually supports it. Because there was a lovely thing I read yesterday, which was just that creativity should be driven by the leadership of a business as a way to grow business, not as a way to do advertising.
Yes, we're seeing a lot of that thought starting to finally come out.
Yeah.
So from the agency side, what do agencies need to do to try and get their clients to be braver, which means buying into the whole creativity thing? How do they go about sparking that?
So another one of my favorite quotes is just that, you know, making of creative work is not relay, it's rugby. So it's, you're not passing a baton. So from a client, you're not passing it to the agency and then the agency's doing the work. It's a co-collaboration. The agencies have got to work with the client's culture and help them seed the work into the business. So if you're trying to land an idea that is a little bit sort of out there and it's going to take it's going to be harder to sell internally, help them. Give them something, a selling deck that isn't what you presented in the meeting. Give them a one pager that they can take to their CFO and their CEO that can really explain what the idea is. So I think it is about helping them. And I think it's about, as I say, like, you know, learning from each campaign and building on the next one and creating that body of evidence. The other thing is to be aligned with your client on what good looks like. So agencies go, well, I know what good looks like. I look at it all the time. Marketers aren't sometimes doing that. You know, yeah. They're busy worrying about the price of kind of palm sugar or whatever. So it's how do you have an alignment on what good looks like, and then how do you have a shared ambition of what you're aiming for?
How does it help when the agency and the client has a long-term relationship?
Yeah. So there's a lot of work that's been done recently on compound creativity. And compound creativity is twofold. The one is we get bored with good ideas too quickly. So brands and businesses that have a core idea and then build on it over time are more successful and more creative. And the second part of compound creativity was longevity in an agency-client relationship builds the ground for better creativity because it's based on trust. You know each other. You know each other as people. I had probably our most risky campaign when I was at Lobel was our Dulux campaign. It required a massive leap of faith from the client. She cancelled absolutely everything else. We got death threats. I mean, it was insane. But the one thing she said to me was that she felt that if she was going to need to take a jump, that she felt that our agency was the parachute. She had such trust in us and such trust in Matthew specifically, and maybe me a little bit, but the rest of the team as well, that she felt that with us backing her, she had the ability to take the jump. So and it's because we'd worked together and because yes. we trusted her, she trusted us, and it was a good thing.
I mean, we are seeing good work come out of those long-term relationships.
Yeah.
So last but not least, your expectations for the Lurys. We've got our first awards this evening. Cairns was sort of, I'm not sure what to say. what are your expectations? Any?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, judging can be political. It can be all sorts of, I mean, I always used to just look at awards like a lottery. You know, you put things in, sometimes you're going to do well, sometimes you're not. I've had the liberty also of judging all the Effie awards or Effie entries. And I think that there's going to be quite a few cases that I saw in Effies that are going to do well. But I think overall, I do think that the standard of work is better. I think that we're being a bit more playful. I think one of the things that I took away from Cannes is that we need to be more playful. That I think sometimes we get terribly serious about, you know, beer. And it's just beer. So I think that there's a playfulness in the international work that I think we're getting to, but we're not there yet. I look at a lot of advertising in South Africa, and I think we're trying to heal the world. I think we're trying to heal social issues. I think we're trying to do too much when honestly people just want to be entertained as well. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to win. My favorite campaign at the moment, but I think it's probably for next year's Lurie's, is actually Vaseline. I think it's incredible. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because it's so based on insight, it's so based on nostalgia, it's rooted in what the brand does, it's beautifully crafted. It was one of the things I spoke about in the panel, that selling creative work into a client, it's very hard to sell the idea sometimes when it's very creative. But then we mustn't let go of the craft side. And I think sometimes we let ourselves down on the craft. I don't think our acting is always brilliant. So when you see a beautifully crafted campaign in South Africa, we've got some of the best film crews, some of the best photographers, great actors. It's just how we actually use those. So I'm looking forward to it. I don't know. Let's wait and see.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be very exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Julia.
Pleasure, Denise.
Lovely
to always
chat
to
you.
Yeah.
Enjoy the Lurie's.
Enjoy, and I'll see you through the next couple of days.
Yes, you will.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks.